Well, there's a number of things we can do. I think the issue is what can we do quickly and then develop a long-term plan. I think it's going to have to be both directions. There are some bills on the calendar already in the pipeline to be voted on, which will help. Some have already been voted on. The issue to me is this isn't new. It's just now gotten the attention it deserves. We have to talk about what we're going to do for folks that have the problem today. How do we prevent younger people from getting themselves into that position? So we have a lot of work to do. Everybody wants to look at Allegheny County or Philadelphia and say, this is where the problem's at. It's really not the case. If you go into some of the school districts, for example, in rural Pennsylvania, you'll see the teachers will tell you that it's everywhere. This is a very complicated issue because we have to find the core causes. What creates a situation that would get someone into an opioid condition? In some cases, it's a simple injury, a football injury, a car accident. There's more complicated aspects to it.